Imagine a child standing frozen at the classroom door, heart racing, palms sweating, unable to take that first step inside. For millions of children, this isn't imagination, it's daily reality. Childhood anxiety has reached epidemic proportions, but understanding its mechanics offers hope for transformation. Anxiety isn't simply a problem to eliminate, it's a signal that something needs attention and an opportunity to develop crucial life skills. Research shows that 90% of children successfully reduce anxiety through lifestyle changes that foster empowerment rather than medication alone. The key shift happens when we stop wondering what's happening to our child and become curious about how this experience might be happening for them, opening doors to growth neither of you thought possible. When your child complains of mysterious stomach aches before school, their body is speaking anxiety's physical language. Within seconds of perceiving threat, their system floods with adrenaline, increasing heart rate, pumping blood to muscles, and forcing lungs to work harder. These symptoms aren't dangerous. They're protective mechanisms designed for survival. The brain-gut connection is particularly powerful. The brain can upset the gut, and the gut can upset the brain. Simple interventions like breathing techniques effectively redirect communication between gut, heart, and brain, while reducing sugar, caffeine, and identifying potential food sensitivities can dramatically improve symptoms. Even those nervous habits, nail biting, leg bouncing, hair twirling, aren't bad behaviors, but valuable feedback about bodily needs. They're windows into your child's internal state and opportunities for intervention before anxiety intensifies. The classroom, cafeteria, and playground create perfect storms of anxiety triggers through academic demands, social pressures, and performance expectations. Even resilient children may develop anxiety when facing these challenges. Test anxiety creates mental static that interferes with learning when emotions disrupt nervous system balance. Meanwhile, lunchroom social dynamics can overwhelm sensitive children, and 20-30% of students experience bullying during their school years. Today's children also navigate a digital landscape their parents never experienced. While technology offers benefits when used appropriately, excessive screen time increases aggressive behaviors, decreases empathy, reduces physical activity, disrupts sleep, promotes isolation, and heightens anxiety. Children often turn to screens when facing uncomfortable feelings, missing crucial opportunities to develop emotional regulation skills. Listen carefully to your child's concerns. Sometimes, simple changes in seating, schedules, or homework loads significantly reduce symptoms. Help manage test anxiety by building confidence through preparation and visualization techniques. For social struggles, arrange familiar lunch partners, practice conversation skills during family meals, and teach assertiveness through role play. Establish clear family technology guidelines, delay cell phones until genuinely needed, create tech-free zones, especially bedrooms and mealtimes, teach self-monitoring of screen time, and model proper digital citizenship. Face-to-face communication remains irreplaceable for building psychological resilience, developing genuine empathy, active listening, turn-taking, and authentic emotional vulnerability. Who you are matters more than what you do. As your child's primary role model, your fears profoundly affect their confidence and self-esteem. When children see you effectively manage mild anxiety, they learn they can face difficulties too. However, when your fears create chaos, children internalize the message, "I can't" or "I shouldn't." Research studying 1,000 adolescents found that beyond genetics, parental behaviors significantly impact anxiety development. Overprotective parenting, micromanaging with excessive instructions and warnings, sends the harmful message that children are incompetent to handle situations independently. Harvard psychologist Jerome Kagan's research demonstrates that hovering parents who protect children from stressful experiences create anxious children. Even overexcitable infants develop better coping skills when given freedom to think, do, and make mistakes. Remember that genetic predisposition isn't destiny. Just one family member becoming aware and willing to change behaviors can create lasting positive change for everyone. Self-regulation, The ability to calm oneself when upset differs critically from self-control, which children may interpret as needing to suppress feelings. Research shows that allowing emotions to flow through the body leads to clearer thinking and better responses. When children learn to identify and accept their emotions rather than fight them, they develop stronger emotional intelligence. Watch language choices, particularly avoiding commands like stop, calm down, or get over it, which can disrupt breathing patterns and create internal conflict. Instead, ask supportive questions like, "What do you need to feel better?" Allowing natural consequences helps children develop internal understanding. When parents resist the urge to rescue their children from difficult emotions, children learn to feel capable. Resilient children view emotions as sources of energy and insight rather than threats. They learn from mistakes instead of being crushed by them, believe in their worthiness despite setbacks, and understand that anxiety before a test can sharpen focus, anger can signal boundary violations, and sadness can deepen empathy. Love and anxiety cannot coexist. You cannot feel loving thoughts while being anxious. Self-love strategies bring you into the present moment, strengthening mental, physical, emotional, and neurological faculties that sustain wellness. Meditation trains the mind to calm down and access higher consciousness, the part that makes choices in your child's best interest. While busy thoughts keep the brain on future-focused alert, meditation creates present-focused alertness, allowing the body to relax rather than remain in emergency mode when no threat exists. Breathwork offers immediate benefits and can be practiced anywhere. Its dual nature, both automatic and controllable, makes it ideal for anxiety management. Practice by sitting with a straight back and breathing evenly with longer exhales than inhales. Make breathing techniques fun for children by blowing bubbles, which naturally requires long, slow breaths. Visual imagery harnesses what physician Martin L. Rossman calls the most powerful force on earth, the human imagination. Research suggests imagery directly affects both endocrine and nervous systems, potentially reducing anxiety by up to 65%. The ultimate goal isn't eliminating anxiety, but transforming your child's relationship with it. Success means embracing feelings as part of wholeness rather than being overwhelmed by them. The problem isn't the feelings themselves, but how your child perceives and responds to them. This promising future requires parents to release attachment to specific outcomes and perfectionist parenting. Help your child understand that true wealth lies in physical, mental, and emotional health. When they feel good inside, it manifests in responsible decisions, seeing mistakes as growth opportunities, and viewing problems as feedback rather than obstacles. As you progress, trusting yourself becomes easier. You know your child best, and with self-awareness, your intuition will guide when to step back and hand your child the reins, sometimes allowing them to experience discomfort while managing your own anxiety. Through overcoming anxiety together, both parent and child emerge stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to face life's challenges with courage. The anxious child of today can become tomorrow's emotionally intelligent leader, someone who doesn't run from difficult feelings, but uses them as guideposts toward a richer, more authentic life.